Veyer's Playbook is brought to you by Microsoft.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to PNC Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook. We're going to look at the development of the offensive line here. Again, you're not always going to have a chance to communicate assignments, so you have to understand that you're working with five other men that you don't have a chance to verbally communicate, so you have to make sure everybody's on the same page. We're going to put this play in motion really quick and look at it from the all-22 sideline view. Kadeem Carey getting the handoff from Jay Cutler, explodes upfield, gets to the second half to third level before he has any contact. We'll watch it from the sideline, but let's take a look from the end zone, because I want you to focus here on Patrick Omame, the right guard here, and center Hieronis Grissou. They're going to get a blitzing linebacker during Jay's cadence. Even though you're working in a combination block between the center and right guard, you don't have a chance to exchange assignments before the snap of the ball. That's when you have to count on communication. Watch this linebacker stepping up to the line of scrimmage before anything can be communicated. So that means Hieronis Grissou has got to get in the path of the linebacker, and then Patrick Omame, who thinks he may help and go to the second level, he has to stay on a defensive line crushing block. So watch Omame's explosion. Takes out the entire defensive tackle, pushes him into the linebacker, helps Hieronis Grissou, and look at the hole right there develop for Kadeem Carey. I don't want to lose sight of the block here by Kyle Long, but again, good development, good non-communication assignment, don't have a lot of time together, but good coaching during the week. Yeah, the contact comes by a defensive back, but you're talking about a quality first down run by Kadeem Carey. We'll move ahead a little bit more in the game, because you're going to see Denver's playing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys, if you want to count them, over the wide receiver, but they're playing an 8-man front. And the importance of winning and dominating the point of attack, that's how you run the ball successfully. You got a second and two, Denver holding up for a short yardage play. Again, let's take a look at the all-22 sideline view of this play, and we'll look at the results. You see the running back gets the handoff straight ahead, doesn't have contact to the second level. But again, it's better to see it from the end zone view. Again, we're going to focus right here, right guard Patrick Omame and center Hieronis Grissou. Now, when they're working in a combination block and the linebacker's off the line of scrimmage, it's the right guard is going to step to the center, help secure the man on the line of scrimmage, and then get to that second level block. It's a combination block, and you have to win it when you have extra tacklers inside the box. And so again, we put this play in motion. First step of Omame comes down. Watch him blow up the defensive lineman, put him all the way on the opposite shoulder of Hieronis Grissou, and then continue his path upfield into the path of the linebacker. Okay, and watch the path of Kadeem Carey. He follows the right side of the offensive guard. He's able to stay on a path straight upfield beyond the first down marker and doesn't have contact to the second level. I think this is a heck of an effort by the right guard center combination, and look for continuous development out of these two young guys. Thanks for watching Thayer's Playbook.